it takes for someone to kind of relate to their own. And I think equally for perhaps for South Asian people, perhaps because they've always felt like they've never been taken seriously. Actually, when someone sits down and talks to them about their problems and how they feel and how it's affecting them, and they actually understand what you're saying, it can make a huge difference. I mean, my brief experience with some South Asian patients has been is that I think, for example, you know, living in a multi-generational household, the kind of pressures that might be faced by kind of South Asian professionals or, you know, females, men from South Asian households, you know, try to explain that to a white doctor that, for example, I don't know, your mother-in-law has a problem with you going to work. And, you know, that's a big source of your depression. And actually, how are you going to deal with that? Because you somehow have to get your marriage to survive. And also, you want to do what you enjoy. You know, those things aren't necessarily unpicked unless it's from someone from that background who might be able to actually, you know, divulge into that with confidence.